Today I shall talk to you on Brahmacharya. Brahmacharya is purity in thought, word and deed. Brahmacharya includes the control of not only the sex or reproductive indriya, but also other indriyas. This is the definition of Brahmacharya in a broad sense. Brahmacharya is of two kinds, namely physical and mental. Physical is control of body, and the mental is control of evil thoughts. In mental brahmacharya, even a lustful thought will never enter the mind. Freedom of all sexual thoughts in waking as well as dreaming state is strict brahmacharya. The vital energy in virya, which supports your life, is a great treasure for you. It is the quintessence of blood. Brahmacharya is truly a precious jewel. It is the most effective medicine or nectar which destroys disease, decay and death. This Atma, our immortal soul, is verily the nature of Brahmacharya. Atma resides in Brahmacharya. Virya is the essence of life, thought, intelligence and consciousness. When the virya is once lost, it can never be recouped in your lifetime by your taking any amount of badam, nervine, tonics, milk, cream, maharadhaja. The fluid, when preserved carefully, serves as a master key to you for you to open the doors of Elysian bliss or the realms of God or Atma and for all sorts of higher achievements in life. By Brahmacharya alone, the rishis of yore have conquered death and attained the immortal abode of joy and bliss. You cannot have health and spiritual life without Brahmacharya. Brahmacharya is the keynote of success in every walk of life. Brahmacharya serves as a gateway for bliss beyond. It opens the door of moksha, emancipation. Siddhis and riddhis, psychic powers, roll under the feet of a brahmachari. Who can describe the majesty and glory of a brahmachari? Brahmacharya, or spotless chastity, is the best of panaceas. There is nothing in this world that cannot be attained by a celibate. He can move the whole world. Sensuality destroys life, luster, strength, vitality, memory, wealth, fame, holiness and devotion to the Supreme. Death is hastened by letting out vital energy from the body. Life is saved and prolonged by preserving it. Those who have lost much of their virya or the vital energy become easily irritable and lazy. They easily succumb to any disease. They meet with premature death. Have you realized, my dear friends, the importance and glory of Brahmacharya? Have you recognized the true significance of Brahmacharya? How can you expect to be strong and healthy with the precious energy that is acquired through various means with great difficulty is wasted daily? What do we find in these days? Men, women, boys and girls are drowned in the ocean of impure thoughts, lustful desires and little sensual pleasures. It is highly deplorable indeed. Many college students of personally come to me and narrate pitiable lives of gloom and depression brought about by heavy loss of semen through unnatural means. Persons are physically, mentally and morally debilitated because of the want of Brahmacharya or because of wasting the seminal power. Such persons become easily irritable for little things. They fall a victim to various diseases and premature death. I appeal to the parents, the teachers, and the professors to instruct and guide their children in brahmacharya at the proper time and save them. Through them, the country is saved. Youths are the future hopes of the country. If they are inspired, the whole nation is inspired or elevated. It is quite possible for a man to practice celibacy, albeit there are various sorts of temptations and distractions. A well-disciplined life, study of scriptures, satsang, japa, dhyana, sattvic diet, daily satsang, practice of sadachar, and the three kinds of tapas, and such other spiritual discipline pave a long way in the attainment of this end. The practice of celibacy is not attended with any danger or any disease or any undesirable result, such as the various sorts of complexes which are wrongly attributed by the Western psychologists to it. They have no practical knowledge of the subject at hand. They have got a wrong, ill-founded imagination that the ungratified sex energy assumes the various forms of complexes in disguise, such as touch phobia, etc. It is a morbid state of mind due to excessive anger, hatred, jealousy, worry and depression brought about by various causes. Householders who are moderate in their sexual enjoyment, who are free from animal passions, who are desirous of progeny, to keep up the line only, are also brahmacharins. This also brahmacharya vrata. As soon as a son or daughter is born, the wife becomes his mother. Do not look at objects, at obscene pictures. Do not speak vulgar words. Do not read novels that excite passion and produce ignoble, undesirable sentiments in the mind. Shun bad company. Do not go to cinemas. Give up onions, garlic, hot curries, chutneys and spiced dishes. Take wholesome, bland, sattvic food. Transmute the sex energy into spiritual energy. Purges by sublime thoughts, practice of japa, kirtan, singing God's names, vichara, atmic inquiry, pratyahar, pranayam, restraint of breathing, pranayam, restraint of breathing, sirshasam, sarvangasam, study of Gita, Upanishads and other religious books. Have satsang, association with Mahatmas, yogis and sadhus. Will be established in brahmacharya, there will be sublimation of sex energy. Glory to brahmacharya, glory to brahmacharins, who are veritable gods on earth. May you all attain immortality while leading a life of brahmacharya, or ideal divine life, while remaining in the world. Oh.